You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Lewis Wallace. John Patterson, Edward Deeds, Wilbur and Orville Wright, big names from a time when Dayton was a hotbed of innovation and invention. These guys prompted a question from WYSO listener Susan Thornton.
Why did Dayton produce so many inventors? For example, Charles Kettering, the Wright brothers, the pop-top can inventor.
For WYSO Curious, I popped open the answer. Or actually, answers. At Carillon Historical Park in Dayton, the video on loop in the lobby lays it out. For a lot of the 1900s, Dayton was the invention capital of the United States.
Some of these inventions include the airplane, the cash register, the automobile self-starter, and the pop-top beverage can.
Mary Oliver and Alex Heckman, who work here with Dayton History, take me into a room filled from floor to ceiling with elaborate cash registers, each engraved with the words National Cash Register.
In my opinion, exactly why we're standing here is why Dayton was so innovative was NCR.
Oliver thinks National Cash Register is where a lot of it got started. John Patterson, who founded the company in 1884, didn't actually invent the cash register. He was an entrepreneur, and he surrounded himself with creative folks. Which brings us to the first, most obvious answer to Susan's question about why Dayton was a hub for invention. Dayton had the people. Alex Heckman.
Dayton had a particular group of people all in this golden era that were all coming together at the same time that really had that mindset.
Patterson hired engineers Edward Deeds and Charles Kettering, who went on to invent the ignition self-starter. Yeah, that one. But there's a chicken-egg question here. Which came first? Did the people make Dayton, or did something about Dayton make the people? And that's the thing. There is more than one factor. Factor number two, location, location, location. Janet Bednarik is a history professor at the University of Dayton. She says Dayton was near rivers and transportation. It was a good spot for making things.
There had always been a lot of machinists in the area, a lot of small-scale manufacturing, you know, things that we call today tool and die.
Then as the industrial economy exploded, people were drawn here.
The late 19th and early 20th century was a time of tremendous technological change, a lot of energy, a lot of capital was available for innovators at that time.
Ding. A third piece of why Dayton became a center for invention, money. The steel industry, meatpacking, and of course Patterson's booming cash register business were raking it in, says Bednarik.
That capital has to go somewhere.
Dayton at that time was kind of like the Silicon Valley of mechanical engineering. There was investment to support a whole class of inventors and thinkers, which fed into a final factor driving Dayton's inventiveness, collaboration. Professor Bednarik says the Wright brothers and Kettering and Deeds used to hang out and put their heads together.
It seems if you get a lot of creative people within close proximity to one another, it seems to have this synergistic effect, and a lot of things happen, and that's what happened in Dayton around the turn of the last century.
The turn of the last century, right. Dayton took off as the patent capital more than 100 years ago. But in a recent national report from the Brookings Institution, the city came in near the bottom of the list for patents, with negative growth in the last couple decades. Still, all of us live with ideas that came out of the Dayton area, whether it's the airplane, the ice cube tray, or the barcode scanner in a grocery store. In the lobby of the History Museum, Dayton native Greg Franklin says he's not sure what made the city a center for invention. Maybe some folks were just in the right place at the right time.
Dayton was good farm country, and they bought up the land, and their minds went to work of how to make it work better.
Barely 100 years after they transformed that farmland, a lot of those big industries uprooted and left. Even NCR moved on in 2009. I asked Franklin, what's left of the old Dayton?
Seeing Dayton reinvent itself.
He says it could be possible to
bring it back to greatness like it was back in the day.
But that reinvention, he says, will have to involve everyone. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.
We want to work together with you to create something new in public radio. Why So Curious is our series where you ask the questions and Why So reporters answer them online and on air. Go to WYSO.org to submit your own questions about the Miami Valley's people, history, and economy.